Neil Ricketts is joining us today from Vicerion because you have published your results at the end of last week. So we're going to go through all of the details. These are your interim results for the 12 months, which ended on the 31st of March, 2022. We're going to go through some of the deals that have been signed. I also want to talk about the training kit as well from Umbro, which you're going to be doing, which is really exciting. So great to see you, Neil. So maybe just give us a nice kind of summary as to how you've been getting on.
Fantastic. That seems like quite a while, Katie. We've been messed around with COVID and things like that. But the main reason is we've been really, really busy as a business. So that's kind of made it difficult to get out and about. But in terms of the highlights, obviously, we put our results out. Group revenues are up 34%. That's for the continuing operations. We did close down a business so that we can concentrate on the graphene business. But they were up 34% to 7.63, which is, you know, a great result. If you unpick that slightly, you'll find that the graphene revenues were actually up 170% to 1.89 million. Partly due to the fact that we're working on this big defense contract. You know, we're making prototypes and demonstrators for the defense industry. And if you look further down, that had an impact on our EBITDA, you know, the measure that we really use internally as our kind of big key metric, was down 45% to just over £1 million. So that's, that's a key move for the business and just shows how operationally geared the business is. Mm-hmm. Probably the only other financial highlight there is that we had cash of 3.1 million at the year end, which wasn't that long ago, actually. It was only the end of March, so the accounts team have done really good to get these figures out. But we had about 4.3 million pounds in terms of the facilities that are available to us and that cash element.
I mentioned Umbro because I really want to talk about this deal, much because I'm just fascinated by it as well, because I just want to understand how you will integrate your technology into training clothing.
Yeah, so we've been working with a number of big corporates for a number of years. Umbro was one of the first. It was about 4 years ago that we first started having those conversations. I mean, at that stage, things go relatively slowly as we bring them up to speed. Done an awful lot of testing. We've been able to publish our white paper. We've been able to get the scientific facts that a lot of these big companies need. And that means that those talks have now advanced to the stage where Umbro is, quite comfortable to talk about us going into their Elite Pro training kit for spring next year. You need to kind of understand the seasonality of the kind of fashion industry, in that when they say they're going to launch it in spring or summer, it actually means that, sorry, when they're going to put it into production in spring and summer, it means they're probably going to launch it towards the end of this year, start getting it out there, get all of the PR moving on it. And so we need to be a little bit more advanced than that even, and start getting the materials ready for them to be able to use in their equipment. This initial kind of Elite Pro training kit is all about using the thermodynamic properties of graphene. So we print on the inside of the fabric, we alter the sweat characteristics for those guys that are working really, really hard, and give them the performance that they need. So that's kind of how it works.
Fascinated, as you say. So the thermal sort of transmittance, I think you call it, and increased moisture management, because as you say, obviously they're working hard and they need that as well, and the drying rate as well. Can that technology, how can that be used in other elements and materials then as well?
Well, Umbro are looking at this in their Elite Pro training kit, but actually we're working with a wide range of different customers, everything from coats to gym wear, everything from military to civilian use. So the technology that we've developed over the last couple of years, especially helped by the Innovate UK £5 million loan, has meant that we've been able to really advance that and do all of that work simultaneously while also working on tyres and aerospace and automotive and so on. So it's a really great outcome for everybody that we're seeing a commercial pull now from all of these large companies.
Mm-hmm. And I see in some of the commentary from your team that you're saying you're dedicated to constantly pushing the boundaries of your product innovation. So do you really feel like this can be used in many other ways, more than you've even mentioned there?
Yeah, so there's effectively two teams working. There's the team that are now concentrating on marketing, promoting, and getting this technology out to more and more customers. It's a bit like a sausage machine, you know, you have to keep feeding it. So it's all about exhibitions, it's all about PR, it's all about getting this into the hands of more and more companies. And then there's the research and development team that are looking at, you know, what happens if we go on to the next phase of this, you know, what can we do next? Can we develop new materials? Can we develop new yarns? Can we develop technology within the kit? So we have a quite exhaustive roadmap for textiles stretching out for the next 9 or 10 years.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Well, I'll be watching out because the likes of West Ham United wear these shirts. So we'll be watching out for those. Neil, thank you very much indeed here on Proactive London discussing your results and also your deal with Umbro too.
Thank you very much for the time.